Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Pikachu, Zeit Choose You.
Pikachu.
That is courtesy of Atlas Novak, Atlas No Black Lives Matter.
Nice.
My name is Jack O'Brien.
That's him.
That over there is DJ Daniel.
That's me.
Hey, what's
hey,
up, man?
Oh, you know.
Hey, buddy. I'm Pauly Shore. I am going to pretend like I know what that Pikachu thing is a reference to, because I am a hip gamer.
Yeah, you know all about it.
You know I do. let's talk about some of the stuff that is trending.
Let's do it.
First up, we got Mueller. Have you heard about this guy? Have you seen this?
I remember him. He was quite a factor, and then
Not so much. So, yeah, despite what the lamestream media will tell you. By the way, the Twitter is linking through off of this trend. Twitter's linking through to the Independent story, and they were spelling his name M-U-L-L-E-R, like mull, aww, like somebody who mulls things. and I was like, wait, can nice they? Guy. Like, you know how they spell like color differently? And,
sure.
Yeah. I was wondering, like, can they do that with proper nouns? They're just like, they're just like, nah, we prefer this spelling over here, so we're just gonna. But anyways, the reason Mueller is trending again is that one of the people who worked on his team putting the Mueller report together during the investigation is basically saying that Mueller was shook and that his friendship with Bill Barr was a factor. Basically,
sucks.
When they were finalizing the report, there's this new book coming out from this guy Weissman. No name, no first name needed. When I say Weissman, we all know who I'm talking about.
Of course.
I actually don't know his first name, but
it's Greg. Greg. No, I totally made that up. I'm sorry.
Okay, sure. So Steve Weissman alleges that. So some of the things that Mueller was scared to do was he opted against subpoenaing Donald Trump Jr. In relation to that Trump Tower meeting, even though that would seem to be a obvious move. He told George Packer that the real reason for not compelling the president to be interviewed was Mr. Mueller's aversion to an explosive confrontation with the White House. And then he says, repeatedly during our 22 months in operation, we would reach some critical juncture in our investigation only to have lawyer Aaron Zeebly say that we could not take a particular action because it risked aggravating the president beyond some undefined breaking point. So basically, like, we don't want to make him too mad because who knows what he'll do. Yeah. And then when he talked about when they put the report together, like a thing that was kind of obvious to those of us who read it, or I should actually be honest and say those of us who read reports from people who read it.
There you go.
he said that when there is insufficient proof of crime in volume one, we say it. But when there is sufficient proof with obstruction, we don't say it. Who's going to be fooled by that? It's so obvious. Turns out the entire country was fooled by that because he opened the door for Barr to completely manipulate the report and use it as an exoneration.
It also lays Mueller's allegiances to bear completely. Like, we've always said that he's been a staunch Republican forever, and as if he didn't have these deep-seated friendships with people like Bill Barr, who are just the most evil people in the world. And despite his position, it's like, well, in the situation where I could have done something, I didn't really want to upset my close buddies. It's like, this is
so easy.
It's all
to
the
do
way
nothing.
Down. Yeah. It's so easy. It's really upsetting.
Corruption is oftentimes with this administration, people doing like actively doing things that are like blatantly illegal. But that shouldn't make us ignore the fact that when somebody is just not doing the thing that needs to be done, that's also corruption.
Right.
Yeah, Bill Barr and Bobby Mueller's wives, I think, are best friends.
Oh, tight. Oh, cool.
Yeah, like they were at each other's weddings and shit.
Oh, sick.
Super tight. Fucking tight.
That's
excuse
tight.
My
that's
language.
That's so tight.
Super tight. Bethesda is trending because it is a lit suburb of DC, right? No,
you nailed it. Bethesda, Maryland, baby. Let's get it. Bow, bow. No, Bethesda is trending because Microsoft just acquired ZeniMax, the parent company's studio, for a whopping $7.5 billion. Say again, sorry.
I think it's pronounced Cinemax.
Ah, yes. My bad. Thank you for that correction. The ripples that I will just throw out there, you may know the company ZeniMax or Bethesda for their titles like Skyrim or the Elder Scrolls series and Fallout and, you know, all those classic Doom Eternal, everything that's coming out recently. It's an amazing studio. Being acquired by Microsoft, I think, says one very important thing is that Xbox is putting everything they can into their service, Xbox Game Pass, which is a monthly service that you pay for to basically play all of the games in their library.
How much does that cost monthly? I mean, I know, but for the listener.
It's $10 a month. So, yes,
yeah,
I would
so exactly
say Netflix.
Like Netflix.
Exactly. Yeah. It's super Netflix comparable. And I would say for people who are gamers, it is an excellent service. If you're an Xbox gamer, the other, you know, killer app about it is that it's cross-platform with PC. So any game that Microsoft released for both Xbox and PC, the Xbox Game Pass works for both, which makes it really nice. The one thing that worries me, but might worry people who are PlayStation owners, is that these games that they really like Elder Scrolls 6 that's coming out, any new Fallout game that comes out, Doom sequels, anything like that, will cost significantly more on Sony when you could just get them on the Xbox Game Pass. So as we enter the next generation of the console war with the Xbox Series X and S and the PlayStation 5, I shouldn't say little, it's a $7.5 billion acquisition, but like moves like this can really swing people who are like, I really just want to play Elder Scrolls 6. And if that's going to be free on Xbox, I'll save the $60. So we'll see.
Yeah. Do you foresee a future when, just going back to the streaming metaphor, where it could be like, okay, this game's only available on Xbox? And
totally.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, so console exclusives are a really important thing right now, and Sony has always done a very good job of having titles that really hold on to the, you know, the Sony fan base, like God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, The Last of Us. These were really, really famous titles that were Sony PlayStation exclusives for a long, long time. Some of them still are exclusives. Yeah. So that war is really, really important in terms of like holding people to your console, especially since, like, you know, as more things become cross-platform, it's not as important what you play on. So if you can get some things that really hold fast to what you are playing on, that could be important. It'd be really important.
Interesting. Yes. Very interesting. We'll Thank see you. Where Thank this gamer world of ours takes us. I personally always with the Switch. Yep.
And you're still good.
The PlayStation Switch.
Exactly.
Sony Switch has
nailed it.
One of our listeners accused me of
nailed it.
NFL injuries are trending because it was week two of the NFL was sort of what I was worried week one would be. They didn't really have a preseason, so they were just going into this season without all the, you know, the buildup and the training and the
conditioning, the important things, all the stuff that's important to be good at what you do.
Yeah, and like all the best players got injured, not just hurt yesterday. The best player, some people think he's the best running back of all time, Saquon Barkley.
Is
out for the season now with the ACL. So that sucks.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Oof.
So yeah, shout out to them. Fuck the NFL as always for not giving a shit about the safety of their fans.
Yeah, 50% at the Cowboys Stadium is wild.
Is that right? They had 50%?
It may have been 40%, but even so, it's like 90,000 people can fit in that stadium. You think fitting 35 to 40,000 people in that?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yikes.
Fartlander is trending, of course. This is just a shout out to a comedy writer on Twitter who we've
been a
fan of, Dan White. Who we love around here, made a fake wedding announcement that is pretty great. The word Fartlander is trending because it's the giveaway that it's not a real wedding announcement is that her the woman's name is Erica Fartlander, but the wedding announcement reads, "Fuck COVID-19, we're keeping our date.
Yep.
No masks allowed. We want to see everyone's beautiful mouths. We will have a designated, quote, cough room, taking lots of photos of grandparents in case anything happens."
That's so
it's Erica Fartlander and Dustin Ween. But that is a thing that's happening. Maybe not to that exaggerated effect, people are being like, gotta keep that wedding date.
Gotta
I don't
want
to inconvenience people, a.k.a. The world revolves around me. And finally, but shout out to Dan White. He's
shout
definitely
out Dan
worth
White.
A follow.
At Dan White.
And shout out to Ron DeSantis. Am I right? What a guy.
A dangerous individual.
Yeah.
Truly dangerous.
What's Ron DeSantis up to?
Ron DeSantis just had a proposal of new punishments and crimes punishments and prohibitions on different kinds of protesting and assemblies. And if you want to know the kind of scale of the truly evil nature of these kinds of new proposed laws, it's called the Combating Violence, Disorder, and Looting and Law Enforcement Protection Act. Here is, you know, Section 1, Subsection A, under new criminal offenses to combat rioting, looting, and violence. It says a prohibition on violent or disorderly assemblies. A third degree felony when 7 or more persons are involved in an assembly and cause damage to property or injury to other persons. Now,
what is a third degree felony?
Let's see. What qualifies
5 years
as a
in
third
prison?
Yes, third degree felony. What else is a third degree felony?
Felony offenses include arson, burglary, drug crimes, federal crimes, manslaughter/murder, robbery, sex crimes, white collar crimes. So third degree is not as bad as first degree.
Ah, right. Okay. So some other form of manslaughter.
Bad.
Yeah. Assault and battery, any of that. It's just and this is a proposal right now. These things aren't like going into effect. And obviously, as this, you know, suffers a tweet storm of pearl clutching and whatever is going to happen, I'm sure some of this will be batted down and not voted on. But it's just the fact that this is the kind of legislation that's being put out there right now is so dangerous and against the First Amendment and against, you know, everything. It's not that they care anymore, of course, but it's like what you were saying earlier, like how much of this is just triggering libs per se.
Yeah. Yeah. I do wonder how much of it is just designed to trigger libs. I also wonder how much of this is going to, they're still going to be supporting when, or if Biden wins and right. as, what's his name? InfoWars guy.
Alex Jones
threatened right. the streets will run red with blood right. for trying to remove Trump from office.
Right.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
We will see.
Well, all right.
Shit's fucked.
Yeah, shit is fucked. That could just be every day's recording for the next couple months, I'm sure. Yeah. DJ Danil. DJ.
Jack.
Where can people find you and follow you?
Oh, you can find me on on Twitter, which I just uninstalled off my phone after watching The Social Dilemma. Wow. I'm a browser boy now, but you can find me on Twitter at @DJ_Danil, and you can find me on Twitch at the same thing, twitch.tv/DJ_Danil, where I will be streaming this week.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for this afternoon. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of our show. Until then, wash your hands, wear a mask, stay inside, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.